To Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Harry Cooper, and we're going to be talking about his book on Adolf Hitler. Hi, Harry, how are you tonight?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate so much for being with us, and you're with Shark Hunters. Is that the title of your organization?
Yeah, that's correct. We started 31 years ago, and our primary focus was the history of the German U-boats. And back in those days, we thought it was a clever title because submarines are like sharks, and we hunt their history.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the U-boats are important, but they're also very important to the story of the escape of Adolf Hitler and the fact that most Americans have been conditioned to believe that Adolf Hitler died in a bunker in Berlin at the end of the war. But you have a different story, and that's why I want you to come on tonight, tell our listeners the background of the story that you were told by somebody who already came from the Nazi point of view. Will you go ahead and pick up the story, and we'll go from there.
Okay. It began in 1985. We had a new member by the name of Don Angel Alcazar de Velasco, who was a Spaniard, of course, with a name like that. And he was an intelligence agent throughout the war working for Germany. And for, about 3 months before the end of the war, he was in the bunker itself. And he sent me a letter. It was typewritten, single-spaced, 114 pages long, telling me about this entire incident. And he saw Hitler and Eva Braun forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann and removed from the bunker. Bormann, of course, was the power behind the throne, more or less. Toward the end of the war, he had pretty well usurped power. Goering was a discredited buffoon, and Himmler and those guys were pretty much pushed on the outside. And so Bormann wanted to keep the Reich alive, and he needed a figurehead. And so Don Angel saw Hitler and Eva Braun forcibly drugged and removed from the bunker. And years later, as I say, Shark Hunters began in 1983. We've just had our 31st anniversary, started our 32nd year. And one of our members was a guy named Bob Thew, T-H-E-W, a retired United States Navy captain, and he had spent his entire naval career in naval intelligence. And after he retired, he went into the NSA and finally retired from that. So he was visiting I think it was 1985, 86, right after I had gotten a letter from Don Angel. And I asked if he had ever heard of a Spanish spy by the name Don Angel Alcazar de Velasco, and he started to chuckle. And I said, "What's so funny?" He says, "Yeah, he was a German spy, we know that, but he was just not a very good spy because everybody knew he was a spy." And I believed what I was taught in school. And so I said, "Bob, this guy must be nuts." He sent me a letter and said that he rode a submarine with Martin Bormann down to South America and that he claimed Hitler didn't die in the bunker. I said, "Everybody knows he committed suicide." And just as calm as if he was asking for another cup of tea, Bob said, "No, he didn't." I said, "What do you mean, no, he didn't?" He said, "We knew Hitler didn't die in the bunker." So I said, "Okay, who's we?" And he said, "The intel community."
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Very well.
While the storm gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Harry is saying that basically there were certain things that initially made it appear that the story wasn't true. But of course, as the people he had talked to investigated, everything pointed to the fact that it really was true, that Hitler had actually been taken from the bunker and had actually gone to South America. Well, of course, and then, of course, Harry has been to South America on 4 times, actually, and he's been at least on several occasions, to the actual area, to the actual place where Hitler stayed for so many years when he was living in South America, living there in Argentina and in Patagonia. But Pick, go ahead with the story. You tell it, Harry, because you've lived this, you've investigated, you've been to the areas, you've talked to the people. Do the people there in Patagonia, do some of the Spanish people know that Adolf Hitler was living there and escaped to South America?
You bet they did. When I was there first time in 2008, my two Argentine friends and I went to the, first off, you have to understand, San Carlos de Bariloche, little town at the foothills of the Andes. If you were blindfolded and dropped off there, you'd think you were in Bavaria. So we went to, this very nice restaurant for dinner, and the owner met us at the door. He was about 75 or 80 years old, very tall, blue eyes, blonde hair. Not your typical gaucho. And he didn't speak English. I don't speak Spanish. He was explaining the specials to my friends in Spanish. They were giving them to me in English, and it wasn't working. So just for the heck of it, I said, bitte mein Herr, ich möchte eine Speisekarte, but English is right. Please, sir, I'd like an English menu. Bingo, like that. Oh, mein Freund, haben Sie nicht? And we talked for about 2 minutes in German, and then I asked him in German, You speak good German. Why? Oh, I'm Swiss. Okay, sure you are. And so he was providing some music during the evening. His friend was playing a guitar. He was playing what's called a shuffle clavier, which is like an accordion but with buttons on both sides. And I asked him if he could play the Matrosen Lied, the song that the U-boaters always sang when they were going out to battle. No, don't know that one. Okay, so I was back eating some really excellent Argentine beef, and suddenly we hear, and he went through the entire Matrosen Lied, and then through the entire Panzer Lied, the song of the armored division, and he got done and smiled at me, and I gave him a thumbs up, and he stood up, clicked his heels, and stuck his right arm out in the air. There were a lot of SS officers in that town, including a guy named Erich Priebke, who just died, five, 6 months ago, I guess. He was the headmaster of the German school in this little town. He was also the head of the German Historical Society. And in 1995, Sam Donaldson, the guy with the fiberglass wig, went down there and more or less outed him.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Donaldson, I think I've forgotten whether he worked for CBS, but he worked for one of the major networks.
Right.
And then actually, he made a DVD, went down there, and he actually made a program. And I forgot, was that a 20 minutes, a 60 minutes? I've forgotten what it was. But he actually went down and he talked to a lot of the Nazis there. And he talked about how Adolf Hitler had escaped. But basically, of course, the last thing they wanted was for the American people to know that. Now, did Donaldson to go into Hitler's escape, or was it primarily just about the Nazis who escaped to South America under the rat line?
It was primarily the guys who escaped on the rat line.
Yeah, I think I stand corrected. He did not cover Hitler's escape because, of course, that never would have been allowed on television in the United States.
Sure.
Oh, but of course, though, because you see, the people who control the television outlets here are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood. And the last thing they want you to know, first of all, I was surprised they put on the fact that tens of thousands of Nazi war criminals escaped to South America with the full help and support of our intelligence agencies. And to Sam Donaldson's credit, he did bring that out. But the last thing they want you to know is our intelligence agencies also knew Hitler had escaped and did absolutely nothing to apprehend him and allowed him to live out his life comfortably. This
exactly.
Arch criminal, but you go right ahead. Anyway, you were just talking about, Sidney, how Sam Donaldson had gone to this community and had actually outed this gentleman who passed away recently. Go ahead.
Right. And the thing that makes our research so much easier and wide-ranging is the fact that we have a huge membership. We're almost up to 8,000 members, minus those who have died and a few idiots I've thrown out. And some of them are researchers also. And we have what we call SEIG agents, S-E-I-G, Shark Hunters, Eagle Hunters Intelligence Group. Some of them are retired spooks. Some of them are active duty spooks in from the CIA, the FBI, Dutch intelligence. And one of them lives close to the National Archives. And he spent a lot of time in the National Archives digging out files that were stuck in dusty old boxes that some of the archivists didn't even know were there. And we have hundreds of files from the FBI and the CIA that state flat out they knew Hitler was in Argentina. They knew he got away. And these are from 1945 on up to 1960. So our government knew it, our intel knew it, our spooks knew it, but you and I are not supposed to know it.
And, of course, that was confirmed by a good friend, certainly Dr. Jerome Corsi, who was able to track down some of those files going there. And basically, of course, they had the file for Adolf Hitler's escape. Suddenly not under Adolf Hitler. It was listed under a U-boat. In fact, the U-boat that carried him there, that's where the file was. It was actually being hidden because the last thing they wanted for people to find it, we've talked to Gerard Williams, one of the two authors of a book called Grey Wolf, published in, it's actually, we carry the book. And that goes also into that, the escape of Adolf Hitler. And basically, we've talked to Mr. Williams. In fact, we talked to him just this last week. We have an interview with him. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the information is there, but the last thing they want is for the American people to find out, because they've been able to convince us that Adolf Hitler died. And then we suddenly realize that we've been lied to. And the most of what we believe are lies, the American people might actually begin to wake up and realize the implications of what this is really all about and how our government worked closely with the Nazis all during World War II. Just as today, we're working with both the communist Russians and communist Chinese in preparation for a coming war with the communist world. But that's another story. Let's get back to what you have found. So basically, you have a gentleman friend of yours who actually had found the archives. And do you actually have copies of some of these reports?
Yeah, we do. And we couldn't put them all into our new book, which is Hitler in Argentina. And if your listeners go to sharkhunters.com, they'll be able to read about that in our monthly magazine, et cetera.
Is that book actually out at the present time?
No, we don't have it listed on, we don't have it ready yet. It's about two weeks away from getting it here in stock. It would have been done by now, except the publishing house kept screwing around with the cover. Oh, it's a little too red. Oh, this word is a little too much over here. And you know, finally I told them, quit screwing around or we'll go print it somewhere else. So we should have the proofing copy in hand by the end of this week. And then we'll just tell them it's clear, let's go, and we'll get a stock in here.
Well, we will want to carry it as well. So we have a story we want to get out. So you go right ahead. But anyway, you actually include copies of many of these archives in your book. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Not only the files, but also photos of important places and also the background of a lot of other people that were in Argentina. Some we knew about, like Mengele, Eichmann. What we're not told is Eichmann was a poor man. He didn't have any money, which is what made him easy to be caught. And he worked in various factories, one after another, and finally he was working at the Mercedes-Benz factory, which was a three-hour bus ride out and 3 hours home. And he lived in a little house that he and his sons had built by hand. It was only about 20 feet by 20 feet. It was nothing more than a shack in a very, very rough neighborhood. And that's what made it easy for the Mossad to grab him. We talked to his tailor, an old man named Francisco. And Francisco's children played with Eichmann's two sons. And the younger of the two Eichmann sons frequently said that they had lived in the Vatican for some time after the war and that they had met with the Pope a few times.
And, of course, basically what people find it hard to believe is the Vatican was actually working with the Nazis as well. But because, of course, it's all about world government and world religion. But go right ahead.
Okay. So he was easy to be grabbed. Others, like Mengele, had a ton of money. And Mengele and a guy named Ante Pavlik, who was the Croatian strongman, even after the Germans surrendered, he kept telling his people to fight on until finally, you know, it was useless. He came to Argentina. He was a poor man. He was a bricklayer. But then through a friend of his, he met Juan Perón, and suddenly he owned a big construction company, and he built some of the skyscrapers that are in Buenos Aires still today. And he was a very wealthy man. And one afternoon, evening, he got off the bus on the corner by his house, and a Yugoslavian secret police guy was standing there waiting for him and shot him twice in the back. He didn't die, but he died 2 years later in the hospital. There were so many that went there, and they stopped off all the way from 1940, well, up until 1947. they had the rat line, as you know it, going south. And the way had been
laid. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. That's the rat line, R-A-T line. That
yep.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Harry Cooper. A fascinating interview. Harry's just telling us about an island about a couple of hundred miles off the shore, east shore of Brazil, basically out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, basically which the Brazilians turned over to the Nazis about 1939. So the Nazis then could utilize that. Well, did they use that to help with their submarines or what?
Mostly to replenish food and fresh water
for the submarines.
Okay. Submarines, et cetera.
Well, now, what about Adolf Hitler, though? Because that's the thing that I think most people are interested in. And suddenly they were using this island to replenish the food and water for the submarines. But where does Hitler fit into this? And when, of course, did he arrive? Did he go directly to South America, directly into Argentina, and then directly to this this beautiful estate where he lived so much of the rest of his life? But you picked story up, because okay. I think people are interested in Hitler. What happened to Hitler? Because that is, of course, the most carefully kept secret in America today, and the last thing that the Brotherhood wants the public to know about. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's for sure. One last thought about this island. The Germans left it in 1941. The Brazilians came back, but then the war ended. The Brazilians left, and the Germans came until 2 years after the war, 1947, to replenish everything going south on the rat mine. Now, Hitler, we are quite certain, came ashore. I think it was Bahia Blanco. And the this would be in the dead of winter down there. July, August is the dead of winter. And there's a rail line heading west from the little town there in Caleta de los Loras. And it went out to a place called Estancia San Ramon. San Ramon Ranch.
And now, is this in Argentina? Where is it?
Yes, this is in Patagonia.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
And we believe they stayed there for the winter because Bariloche is another 30, 40 miles west, and there was no train going the rest of the way. And dead of winter, they had to wait until it was the snow was gone before they could go to their estate in Alca, which was built by Mercedes money, allegedly. And so I went there in 2008, and we spoke to the manager of the ranch, a young man, maybe 40-ish, spoke excellent English with a German accent. He spoke excellent Argentine Spanish with a German accent, and he was very pleasant. He answered all our questions until I got to the one where I asked which one of the guest houses did Hitler and Eva Braun stay in until the spring thaws. Well, you would think the man being 40 years old would just duck out and say, well, that was before my time. I'm only 40. No, I remember it as if it was just 5 minutes ago. He said, I have been instructed I must not speak about that time. So that right there is a red flag.
Sure.
So we've got pictures of the celebrations on Hitler's birthday every year at a place called, oh, I don't know how you pronounce it, LLAO-LLAO. In Spanish, that's pronounced Yao Yao, but in Argentine Spanish, it's Xiao Xiao. It's a very, very plush resort built in 1938, and they had parties there every year on the 20th of April. And we have a photograph of Dwight Eisenhower at this place in 1960. And you have to ask yourself, what the hell is the American president doing at a place like this, which, remember, was 700 miles southwest of Buenos Aires, and it might as well have been on the dark side of the moon back in those days. I mean, it was incredibly remote. But he was there. Now, as for Hitler himself, they were very careful. We have not been able to uncover a single photo of him. We have found a man who worked for this Ante Pavlik guy that was the Croatian strongman. He worked for him in the construction industry, and he saw Hitler meeting with Ante Pavlik three different times in the city of Mar de la Plata, which is today the big resort town. It's also a big Argentine Navy base. I've been there. And if your listeners have followed the history much, two submarines, U-530 and U-977, surrendered in Mar de la Plata 3 months after the war ended. And you have to, especially U-977, it was a Type 7 submarine that didn't have enough range to get there, but he got there anyhow. And they made a big deal that there was no paperwork of any kind on these two submarines that all jettisoned every scrap of...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Aye, aye.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and basically, of course, Harry Cooper is just talking certainly the fact that they tracked the submarines. They're not sure which submarine Hitler was on, but suddenly there were several submarines that actually suddenly turned themselves in over to the Argentine government. Hitler was probably already on one, Martin Bormann, but they'd gotten off. And suddenly, what was the... name of his book? Oh, somebody wants to know the name of the book. It's Hitler in Argentina. But you go right ahead.
Okay, very well. And, boy, I was listening to your music there, and I lost my train of thought.
Well, basically, Chris, we're trying to find out Hitler got to Argentina. Do we have any idea about what time of year he got there? Was it been a June or July? And then, of course, I think he spent the winter there,
right.
Suddenly some distance away from there. And then was actually the estate built? Was it ready for him when the spring came or what?
Yeah, apparently so. We do have some FBI files that name the farm or the ranch, whatever it was, that he was hiding on in Spain right after the war. And then he went down to Argentina. Now, there were so many people at the end of the war, I mean high-ranking people, who knew he got away. Stalin was publicly screaming that England and the United States were not doing enough to find Hitler. This was in July of 45. Well, if the man committed suicide in April and you got the body, why are you looking for him? General Beadle Smith who was Eisenhower's aide-de-camp adjutant, he flat out said Hitler got away. They all knew it. And that's in my book. And a lot of the naysayers, I got an email this morning from a guy who said he was born 25 years after the war was over, and he read in the newspaper that Hitler committed suicide in the bunker, so I might as well just give up on this notion of Hitler's escape, because the newspaper said he committed suicide, and of course, they can't print it if it isn't true. guy must read the National Enquirer. But one of the big questions I'm always asked is, why didn't they go after him? And so I counter, I ask, well, who is they? Well, I said, why didn't Israel go after him? Well, there was no such place as Israel in 1945. Israel didn't come into being until 1948. And at that point in time, it was just a tiny little country trying to stay alive. Well, then their next question is, why didn't the Mossad go after him? Same thing. If there was no Israel, there wasn't much of a Mossad. Plus the fact that Juan Perón in 1945 was a colonel without any land at all and with very little money. And in 1947, he was a general, had a fortune, and bought his way to the presidency of Argentina. He and Martin Bormann had several accounts together. And he lived in the Plaza Hotel for 2 years after the war ended with, we understand, two young women. So I went into the Plaza Hotel, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous upscale hotel. And I went to this lady at the desk. She was probably middle-aged. I introduced myself, explained what I was doing, and I said, I'm quite certain that Martin Bormann lived in this hotel for some time after the war. Without batting an eye, this lady says, oh, yeah, room 740, the presidential suite. I said, you knew it? She says, yeah, everybody here knows that.
And basically, there's a book sitting on Martin Bormann, a friend of mine, a fellow named Palmer, Michael Palmer, who was I think he worked for CBS, one of the major television networks, and his book on Martin Bormann, I said, is a classic on this, and I've read it. But this is the sort of thing that, you know, people are not supposed to know. They're supposed to think that Martin Bormann and all these other Nazis had died, and of course, anybody who wants to know certainly why the Jews didn't go after us, that the Adolf Hitler needs to get our 4-CD set. It's interviews with John Loftus, who had an opportunity to work for American intelligence for years. And basically, he will tell you why the Jews did not go after the Nazis. They were actually given an option. They could either have Israel or they could go after the Nazis, but they couldn't have both. And if they wanted the votes of the countries in South America, to establish the state of Israel, then they'd leave the German war criminals alone. And the Israelis chose to have a nation rather than to go after the Nazis. And basically, Dr. Cuddy's covered this. John Loftus has covered this. We have a number of sources. I think it's probably a valid explanation or as good as any. But let's go ahead. Basically, went to this hotel where Martin Bormann had actually stayed. Everybody there had known Martin Bormann was there.
Right.
And then what about, Sunday, did you ever go to the estate where Adolf Hitler lived? And what did you find when you were there?
Right, let me shift gears for a second. I knew John Loftus. He was a member of Shark Hunters many, many years ago, and sometime in the mid-80s, I visited him at his home when he lived in Pinellas County here. Okay, yes, I went to Inalco, which is the estate where Hitler lived, in 2009, also 2008, then in 2009. I came back with a small group in 2009, and I rented two small cabin cruisers to take us to the estate, and we beached the boats on the sandy beach, and then we had to walk about 150 feet across a grassy area. And all of a sudden, I see our boat captain, who was about 60 years old at the time, walking along next to me with his right arm in the air, and he's goose-stepping. And I said, what in the hell are you doing? He says, I know who lived here. And I said, yeah, how do you know that? He said, I was a child my father was the caretaker, and I lived here. And he said, I know who lived here. And he put his left index finger under his nose like a little mustache, put his right arm in the air, two-step back to his boat. So I was there twice. And thanks to a short stint with the mafia in Chicago, I learned how to pick locks, and I let myself in. So we have photos inside the estate. All these are on my website, sharkhunters.com. And you go to previous tours and click on any one of the four Argentine trips or the Brazil trip to see bunches of photos of what we've just been talking about. I shot photos of everything and uploaded most of them in there. So another big question, why didn't they go after him? I think you hit it good on the head, the state of Israel. They needed the vote. But also, we needed the scientists. When I was a young punk in the U.S. Air Force, 1958, January until June, I spent 6 months in intensive training for weapons and special weapons. Special weapons means thermonuclear bombs, hydrogen bombs. And part of the training, in the early part of it, we watched movies of the American nuclear weapon development, and the U.S. was having a real struggle. And then all of a sudden, right around the end of the war, according to the movie, our brilliant scientists had a breakthrough. We had rocket airplanes, we had jet airplanes, we had nuclear weapons that we didn't know we had. And as I've learned now lately, 560 kilos of uranium came over on board the submarine U-234, which was a mine-laying submarine converted into a cargo boat. The skipper was Johann Heinrich Fehler, who had been the demolitions officer on board the Raider Atlantis. He was a member of Shark Hunters, and I spent a whole day with him in his home in Hamburg. And the chief radio man was also a member of Shark Hunters, and I spent a lot of time speaking with him. And several of the other officers, but of course, to paraphrase, nobody knew nothing. I'd ask Captain Fehler about the uranium, and his answer was, I was not good in chemistry in university, so I know nothing about that. The cargo officer, he said, I didn't know anything about uranium. I just needed to know the weight and the size of the cartons or containers so that I knew how to trim the boat. So some years later, Wolfgang Hirschfeld, the chief radioman, he met up with a fella in Argentina, and they worked together and wrote a book about U-234 and some of the special equipment they had on board. I think it's only available in Spanish right now. So as anybody who doesn't, you know, if people had seen everything that I've seen and have tried to put into our book, which is 302 pages, there'd be no doubt in anybody's mind. Hitler got away. We got so many thousands and thousands of scientists. The paperclip, Operation Paperclip, picked up so many. But a lot went to Argentina. Professor Kurt Tank, the guy that developed the Focke-Wulf FW-190 fighter, he went to Argentina, and he brought some 50 of his aeronautical engineers with him, and they were building planes for the Argentine Air Force. And then I just came back 3 weeks ago, and when I was there, I met this delightful old gentleman who was the spokesman of the Argentine Air Force, and he gave me all sorts of goodies to bring home with me, including a DVD. And I was watching the DVD, and it was made in the late 50s, I think. And they had a camera set up, and one by one, the various different Argentine Air Force planes would roll past the camera. And I'm sitting there watching it, this plane, that plane. Some of them looked so ugly they couldn't fly. Others were really sleek. And then all of a sudden, there's a Horton flying wing. And I'm thinking, what the heck? So I emailed back to him, because everybody knows about the Horten jet bomber that was built in Germany. It was the first of the stealth planes. And sure enough, the Horten brothers had also emigrated to Argentina and were building flying wings on an experimental basis down there. They only built a couple of them. But the guys who came over there, and of course down in Bariloche, out on that lake, Lake Nahuatl, there's an island called Hoymel Island. And in 1947, they built a nuclear research facility for Dr. Ronald Richter and his staff from Germany, where they were experimenting with nuclear power. And according to Dr. Joe Farrell, in one of his books, they did achieve a very short-lived cold fusion. And then, of course, there's a long story about why that didn't hold up under scrutiny, that Perón shot off his mouth that they had become a nuclear power and they shouldn't have, et cetera, et cetera. So,
how long did Hitler live there? How long? When did Hitler die?
Yeah, we believe it was 1962.
About 1962. Okay.
Right.
Now,
Don Angel met with him in 1952.
Okay. Angel had met. Okay, this is the fellow who gave you the original information then.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And now, did Eva stay with him, or did they eventually split up? What happened to Eva? Do we know what happened to Eva?
Last we heard, he died in 1962. They were still together at that point. But one of our members, a friend of mine, a guy named Abel Basti down there, had located a woman named Catalina Gamarro and talked to her on the phone. And, yeah, Catalina said that she had waited on Hitler and Eva Braun at the Eden Hotel up in Cordoba. And he was going to come see her, and she said she had photographs, et cetera. And then at the last, before he got going, she contacted him again and said, no, don't come up here because they told me I must not speak with you while the lady is still living. And this was in 2002, so we assumed by that Eva Braun was still living in 2002, which wouldn't be so difficult. She was born in 1912, which would have made her 90-something years old, and that's not unheard of in these days.
So basically Hitler then lived there and throughout the rest of his life and died of old age. And did he spend most of his time there? In other words, he avoided traveling around for fear people would recognize him?
That's exactly right. He, to our research, he did not live the open lifestyle like for instance, Martin Bormann. He was back to Europe several times. And he lived his life kind of openly in the early days after the war because he was best buddies with Juan Perón.
True.
And for the Mossad could not come in and get these well-protected guys like Hitler, like Bormann, like Mengele, and all these others. We list them all in our book. They couldn't come in and do a sneak raid like they got Eichmann because nobody was protecting Eichmann. So if they wanted to really come in and get Hitler, it would have required a full-scale military invasion, and that was just out of the question at that time. So, for instance, there was a guy named Ludwig Freude. Freude was a director of the Banco Transatlantico Alemán, the German transatlantic bank, and he was helping funnel the money in from primarily under Bormann, to help fund what they call Die Spinne, the spider, otherwise known as Odessa. And after the war was over, the Allies said, hey, we want Ludwig Freude here to stand trial. And Juan Perón more or less said, hey, he's my friend. He ain't going anywhere. So he's buried there. I went through the German cemetery, and there's Captain Langsdorff, the guy who committed suicide after he blew up his battleship Graf Spee. But there's also a whole lot of high-ranking Germans, Ludwig Freude, another guy, Karl Wernicke, who was a doctor, and he believed that homosexuals could be cured by surgery. he escaped to Argentina, and he had a clinic there where he was experimenting. The list goes on and on. More than you've got airtime, I think. But we have input coming from many directions, including one of our guys we called Agent Rembrandt, because he was with Dutch Secret Service, and we got a lot of files from them also about the guys going to South America. So, and anybody, if anybody sees what we have and still believes Hitler shot himself in the bunker, these are the people that expect a fat guy in a red suit to come down their chimney on Christmas Eve.
Well, I think it's very difficult for people to accept this. I think once they see all of the evidence that's there, and it's not simply Harry and his group, but there are others that have done similar research, and you come to the similar conclusion, and then you begin to realize, of course, there has been a conscious cover-up by the mass media in America, working in concert with our intelligence agencies to conceal the truth from the American people. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Good night. God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our interview with Harry Cooper of sharkhunters.com. That's www.sharkhunters.com, sharkhunters.com. And I believe what Harry is telling us is absolutely true. And now, of course, we've interviewed Dr. Jerome Corsi. We have his interviews. We have the interview with Gerard Wilson, or Williams, I should say, who wrote a book, The Grey Wolf. So both Sidney Hunting Hitler and Grey Wolf, these two books are available. We will have a four CD set very soon that'll have all of this information in it. And we want want you to get it. We want you to copy the CD set. We want you to get it out far and wide. And hopefully the people will begin to understand that most of what they think they believe just isn't true, that the media in America is controlled. We carry a wonderful book called the New Media Monopoly. We actually have a 4-CD set, certainly on the media. You must understand that they control our reality. They control the educational system. They control the major banks. They control the military. They have their people in the corporations. They have their people certainly working within the educational system. They have their people planted within our religious organizations. And certainly, basically, of course, the Pope has come out recently wanting to join all religions together, even the atheists. He said we all worship the same God. Atheists worship the same God. Oh, yeah, we all worship the same God. And the Buddhists and the Hindu and the Muslim. And we all worship the same God, and even the atheists. We want to get everybody together into this common religion. And that's what the job of the Pope is. But then the Vatican's been infiltrated with a satanic cult for a long time. And if you doubt that, you need to get our 4-CD set. The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, Father Malachi. Malachi has been dead for a long time, but the Wisdom of Malachi Martin, he talks about the satanic cult at the highest level of the Vatican. And Pope, I said, he was a personal confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII. Fascinating information you're not going to get through other channels. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out. So remember our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're only going to get one item, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Got a wonderful call today from a cardiac surgeon in upstate New York who just finished reading the book. Called me personally just to thank me for writing it, saying how much he'd learned from the book. But suddenly then, if you want to get additional information, get the 4-CD set on the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And then, of course, you can get certainly the books of the Gray Wolf and the Hunting Hitler. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Understand that most of what you think you believe just isn't true. And they control the news media. They're laying us up or getting ready for a major financial collapse in America. We're getting ready for a major war, and just suddenly it's going to be a war in the Middle East. Down the line, there's going to be a war with both Russia and China. We're heading towards simply a world nuclear confrontation. That is why we are unilaterally disarming today. Why do you think we're cutting back certainly our military to the lowest level it's been since the end of the Second World War? Why, in preparation for the coming war, ladies and gentlemen, we at one time had 31,000 nuclear weapons. Today, we're down to about 1,500 nuclear weapons, and we're cutting the number. Where the Russians and the Chinese are doing everything they can to build nuclear weapons as rapidly as they can so that they will be victorious in the coming war. And you say, this is madness, and you're absolutely right. But, of course, remember that God does bring a judgment upon nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, I can tell you we quite frankly need your help and support. And if you'd like to, of course, become a member of the Radio Liberty family, or suddenly get the 4-CD sets or get the other material, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we reign.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, the views of Stephen Frank. And Stephen's been at this as long as I have, 50 years, and basically he puts out a newsletter, email newsletter every morning at 3 o'clock, and you can get that. It simply is free of charge. You can get that, and we'll tell you later how you can get hold of Stephen's material. But I find it fascinating. He simply talks about the things that are going on here in America and puts them into perspective suddenly very, very clearly, so you can understand that most of the things that are going on, people do not understand. Stephen, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Well, there's so much to discuss, but the number one issue are all the issues surrounding the Obamacare. And I came across a UCLA study, and I'm going to be talking about it in my newsletter tomorrow. UCLA has done a study, and they have found out that there are 300,000 young illegal aliens that are eligible for Medicaid here in the state of California, and that already 150,000 have signed up. And now the state of California is putting together a program to get to the other 150,000 to give them free health care paid for by the taxpayers of California and of the nation. That's 300,000 people who are here illegally and, per the terms of Obamacare, are not supposed to get health care coverage. Yet under Governor Brown, 300,000 illegal alien young people are going to have free health care.
Well, that's really very nice of Governor Brown. Of course, it's not his money, it's our money. But basically, of course, as far as the rest of Obamacare is concerned, well, it looks like certainly a lot of the other young people are going to have to pay for it, are not going to get it. People are going to get it for nothing, they'll sign up. But people are going to have to pay for it, along with the young people are not signing up. It looks like certainly a lot of the doctors and medical groups and even hospitals are not going to go along with this. Basically, as I see this whole thing unfolding, it looks to me like there's going to be a real shortage of doctors. There's going to be simply a total alteration of the practice of medicine in America, and good medical care is going to become increasingly difficult to get, and suddenly it's going to be the vast majority of people are going to be paying a lot more for their medical care and getting a lot poorer care because they're going to have to subsidize. All these people are getting free medical care. What are your thoughts?
Well, actually, I'm also doing another story tomorrow on that very subject, that there are doctors all over the state that are specialists, oncologists, endocrinologists, and others that are refusing to participate in Obamacare because their reimbursement rate is being cut by 30%. So these highly trained specialists are refusing to participate. And under the terms of Obamacare, the insurance companies will be fined if they don't have the necessary doctors within a 15-mile radius of where the patient lives.
Well, no, my understanding is certainly as many as 70% of the doctors in California will not participate. I don't know if those figures are accurate. I've heard so many figures about across the country. I mean, a significant number of the doctors are not going to participate. They can't afford to. And then what's going to happen? Where are the patients going to get their income? I mean, where are they going to get their treatment? What are the doctors going to do? How many of them are going to retire? I think we're into a very, very difficult time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Don't have time to worry. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly why? Because we're being told that more and more doctors are not going to be signing up, and the doctors have to actually, they have to actually have a doctor within 15 minutes or 15 miles of a patient. If they don't have that and can't provide the specialist, well, they're going to be fined. And so basically, of course, the doctors certainly, the insurance companies are going to have to come up with a great deal of money. But of course, if the insurance companies come up with money and they lose money, then the federal government is going to actually pay the insurance companies, which are being fined. They're going to have to make up the money that the insurance companies are losing. And basically, we're talking about billions of dollars. Now, you mentioned $1 billion the first year and $4 or $5 billion the second year. Was that nationwide or was that simply in California?
No, that's nationwide. And those are very conservative numbers. There have been talks of 10 to 20 billion being lost, but no one knows for sure, and we really won't know until October when the numbers come in on the first year.
Well, you know, the thing that really bothers me, apparently about 40% of the American people are still fully in support of Barack Hussein Obama. 40% of the people already think he's doing a good job. What madness is that? What's happened to the soul of the American people? Don't they understand this is pure socialism? And basically, the trouble is today, Stephen, so many people don't see anything wrong with socialism. Well, aren't people entitled to medical care? Aren't people entitled to be taken care of? Isn't this simply what you are entitled to as a human being? The government should be able to provide for the people, and basically, a government that can't provide for the people is not worthy of the support of the people. And since Obama is dedicated to helping people, then the people should rally behind him. And about 40% of our people really are still behind Obama today. We have a real problem in America. We have a real problem because 40% of our people don't understand America and don't understand what freedom is all about. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, this is a point I'll disagree with you on, Dr. Stan. The 40% do understand what it's all about. They do understand it undermines America, but they don't care. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, Obama said that because of Obamacare, you no longer need to work. Here in the state of California, if you are on welfare, you get a total of approximately $40,000 per year in welfare benefits of all sorts, tax-free. So this 40% is really made up of the people who don't have to work, who don't have to pay for things themselves, who are living off the government, who are protected by the government. They get their housing vouchers, their food stamps, their cell phones. They get their health care. They get their education. There's very little.
Don't forget about the food stamps.
And of course not. And they get their food stamps. And so they have all of this going on. So I understand why so many people support Obama. These folks understand that if Obama wasn't there, somebody may cut back and they may be forced to go to work.
But they don't understand that basically this whole system is imploding. And the elite even are worried about what's going on. That's why they're cutting back on the military, because they know that you can't keep borrowing money. They're having to borrow, ladies and gentlemen, over $1 trillion a year. The federal government is having to borrow over $1 trillion every year now simply so they could set out their Medicare and Social Security and food stamps and housing allotment and all the other government checks that they're sending out all across this country. They're having to borrow almost a third of the entire budget to keep paying this out. They have to, of course, when they borrow the money, they have to pay interest on the money. And very soon, all the money that's coming in is going to be utilized to pay interest on the national debt. We're talking maybe 10, 15 years down the line. But the elite understand we've got a real problem, and they're worried. And if they are worried and they're beginning to cut back on the military, we ought to be very, very worried as well. But of course, we're not listening to anything. We're just too busy watching suddenly basketball and watching suddenly the Olympics and being entertained on television without realizing, of course, that freedom hangs in the balance, and the freedoms we've known in the past may soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And that's correct. The problem is there are too many people who really don't care. They happen to be American citizens by birth, but it doesn't matter to them that they're Americans. All they're looking for is to be handed a living. They are looking for to be handed education, health care, food stamps, housing vouchers, and all sorts of other welfare programs geared to make sure that they're dependent on government, but that they never have to have the responsibility of being a citizen. They get the benefits, but they don't want to take on the responsibility. And so if you and I and your listeners have to pay high taxes and take on responsibilities, it doesn't bother them because they're home sitting, watching reruns of Jerry Seinfeld, watching the boxing matches on Friday nights, and going to the bars on Saturday night. It is so bad. Literally, in the state of Colorado today, if you have an electronic benefit card, which is really a card for welfare to buy food in the state of Colorado, you can literally go into the a marijuana store that's legal and use your card that you're supposed to buy milk and bread with to buy marijuana with. And that's happening today in Colorado. So people don't really care. I mean, these people are just too high to care about being responsible citizens and that we're going to go bankrupt. They don't care. As long as they have their weed paid for by the taxpayer and their cell phone paid for by the taxpayer, what more do they want out of life?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to learn very, very soon what happens when people lose their liberty. And basically, we are moving towards a totally authoritarian society where, of course, all of these benefits are not going to be available. And people are going to lose their freedom. And we're going to be moving into a period, I believe, of crisis. I believe we're going to see riots in our streets here before long, just like they're having over in the Ukraine. But, of course, the people over in the Ukraine are socialists. They just want to change the government. They don't see anything wrong with socialism. And we have over 40% of the population here in America who see nothing wrong with socialism. And yet, of course, it is the antithesis of Americanism. You cannot be an American and love liberty and embrace the socialist concepts. And that is that the government will provide for us. Well, the federal government is certainly, we need to help people. There it would be a place for people who really are in need, but not for people certainly who don't want to work. Oh, suddenly you're not going to try to work because the government will provide for them. And increasingly, we're seeing this more and more. We have over 11 million Americans on disability. We've doubled the number of people on federal disability simply in the last 5 years. Most of these people are not disabled. They're just living the good life, along with food stamps and all sorts of housing vouchers and cell phones and pre-medical care. Go right ahead.
Well, and that Ukrainian situation is a great example. Really, does it matter to us which brand of socialism runs the Ukraine, whether it's a European form of socialism, a Russian form of socialism, or just a homegrown socialist regime? The president's so proud of himself of overthrowing a government that was corrupt. The new government will be just as corrupt, quite similar to his interfering with the Egyptian people, getting rid of Mubarak, and then you got Morsi in there, who was just as corrupt, maybe more so than Mubarak, and now the new group that's in there is even more corrupt than the first two. And Obama was so proud of himself getting rid of Mubarak in our name, and he just made it worse for the people of Egypt. We need to stay out of those things. We shouldn't be taking sides which terrorists should be the best terrorist to run a country or which socialist should be the best socialist to run a country. That should be none of our business. And when it does become our business, we're the ones that become the losers.
All I can say is amen. You're absolutely right. But the average individual doesn't ever question why we're putting money into what's going on in Ukraine, why we are funding the slaughter that's taking place over there in Syria. 140,000 Syrians have died now. Innocent civilians are 5 million people driven from their homes, many living in other countries, many simply living in city camps there in Syria where they certainly are not under direct military fire. 140,000 innocent people have died because the American people really don't care. I mean, after all, we don't want anything to interfere with baseball or with football or with basketball. We want to enjoy life. And yet, of course, it's American dollars that are used to fund the terrorists over there in Syria, the Islamic terrorists who are killing and raping and torturing the Christians in Syria, who are burning the Christian towns in Syria, funded by American tax dollars. And one day God is going to bring judgment. And that's the thing that nobody wants to talk about. But I firmly am convinced that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, you're right. There is a judgment in our country. And that judgment shows every day in the bankruptcy of our schools, the Hollywood elite trying to make us into their light. The concept that drugs should be legalized, our failed schools, our healthcare programs that are turning into European-styled healthcare. We are getting a judgment, but we are responsible for that. It has been our choice as Americans by not standing up and saying no to the government and not saying no to the politicians that run these type of programs that hurt the American public. It is about time that the American people say, do we want to have a real nation of freedom, or are we willing just to be living?
Well, that thought will be back in a moment. Our guest is Stephen Frank, and how do you feel? Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Stephen is talking about the fact that in San Francisco now, why? Because they have a program, a rather expensive program. They're putting out tens of thousands of dollars to actually develop an analysis of the DNA of dog poop. In other words, basically, dog droppings. And they want to get the DNA on that so if they find any on the street, then they could automatically find the dog owners because they'll know who the dogs were. And so, Well, if you have a dog in San Francisco and you take that dog out, and the dog does what dogs have been known to do for thousands of years. Now, of course, why they're going to be able to identify you as the dog owner, and of course, you are going to have to pay and pay dearly for it. This is what your tax money is going for, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a world gone mad. Right now, we have Barbara calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara. You have a question or comment?
I just have a little comment. Actually, I want to thank Stephen for coming on, you know, so frequently and giving out all this wonderful information that he does that, you know, awakens people to what's going on. But, you know, you're talking about the food stamp program. I mean, I came here from Canada back in the early 60s, and when I came here, I had to sign forms that said I would never, never apply for any kind of subsidy in any way, food stamps, Medicare, Medi-Cal, whatever. You know, that was it. I was having to work here and make my own way. And I can remember going into, even in those days, going into the grocery store and living on buying the very minimum amount because I was going through some very difficult financial times and getting what would be, you know, we could survive on, my son and I. But having people in front of me going in with food stamps, playing for things with food stamps, with steaks and all of these things, and actually walking, watching them walk out of a store and getting into a Cadillac and driving away. Now, it was bad then. You can imagine what it is like now, where people who are not even here legally can apply for food stamps. And we are paying for it.
And 50 million Americans are on food stamps today. 50 million Americans are on food stamps today. Go right ahead, Barbara.
Well, which is the fact that we, I mean, because I agreed to this, you know, thing, document I signed, I would never do that. And I managed to make my way through it. It wasn't easy, but I did it, and I worked hard for it. But these people, so many of them are just out there to get whatever they can, and it is just getting worse all the time. And if somebody has got to say, stop this. But now, you know, I don't know what their propaganda is to allow this, but it is just getting worse and worse all the time.
Well, of course, Barbara, eventually it's going to collapse, and this is the
thing. I know it is.
They know it's going to happen. And basically, the elite that run this country are worried. I mean, they realize this whole thing's going to collapse. And this is why they're cutting back suddenly on benefits for the military, why we're cutting back our military to the lowest level, to a level it was prior to World War II. And basically, of course, because the elite understand what's going on, but nobody's told the public. That's why we do what we do, why Steve does what he does, what I do, and why you do what you do. Anything else, Barbara, before we let you go?
I'm just wondering why, you know, somebody doesn't say, look, let's just stop giving freebies to all these people who are doing nothing.
Oh, my goodness, because they're entitled to them.
No, you're not.
Oh, do you have anything to say? How would you respond to Barbara there, Stephen?
So, well, what's really bad, I'm going to make Barbara really upset now. The Mexican government has created comic books to give to Mexican citizens that show them how to come into the United States illegally, and then once in here, how to apply for welfare, food stamps, etc. And the Mexican government's actually doing that, and it's in comic book form. That's how bad it's gotten. And President Obama has yet to denounce that or ask them to stop distributing those comic books. We are literally being eaten alive by folks from outside this country. As I mentioned before, the UCLA study that just came out shows a total of 300,000 young illegal aliens are either getting or are qualified to get Medicaid in violation of Obamacare. And once you start that with 300,000, they, of course, are going to tell their buddies back in Guadalajara or wherever, and they're going to say, hey, if you want free medical care, come on up here. If you have a bad back, if you have a heart trouble, get quality health care and come to the United States.
In fact, I remember when I was practicing medicine, seeing people from Mexico coming up here. I mean, basically, they had a bad back. They wanted surgery, so they came to America because they could get it here for nothing. They'd have to pay for it in Mexico. Why pay when you can go to America and it's all free?
They came across the border just to give birth to their babies, too. Stephen, you haven't upset me.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
In just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly a caller was simply calling in and asking what happened in California. As you know, we have suddenly a law passed in California where boys can use girls' bathrooms if they think that they're a girl. They can then, of course, dress in the girls' dressing room. They can use the girls' locker room. And so if you think that you are a boy and you think that you're a girl, you have a perfect right to use the girls' bathroom. Well, somebody actually raised petitions for this. They needed, I think, 500,000 signatures or something like that. And they got 600,000. And signatures. But of course, when they went to California, went to Los Angeles, why, of course, apparently the Los Angeles disqualified all of these signatures. Well, what happened there? Is there any evidence that these were illegitimate signatures? Or is it simply the corruption that we see in the whole voting process? What are your thoughts on that, Stephen?
Well,
what's going to happen is attorneys are now going to look at the process and look at the signatures that were not verified and try to get that overturned. And while Los Angeles was the largest county with the largest number of signatures not qualified, or I should say verified, there are other counties also that did the same. In fact, about a month ago, three counties just absolutely refused to count any signatures or look at the signatures, and the people in charge of the initiative had to go to court to have a judge force the registrar of voters to look at and verify the signatures. Is that mean and vicious here in California when it comes to petitions that the left doesn't like?
I think that's the answer to it, Bruce, that basically they call it dishonest. Thanks very much for calling. And right now, some of the other issues, our guest is Stephen Frank. And before we go on, Stephen, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your newsletter, and certainly how they can get your information that you put out on a daily basis. 3 o'clock every morning, Stephen issues an email newsletter. It's free of charge. How can people get that?
Well, they can go to California Political News and Views at capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. Go to that website, and on the far right, there is a place to put your email address under news alerts, and every morning at 3 o'clock, you will receive the newsletter with 10 different stories about corruption, taxes, education, healthcare, the general subjects of the day that you will not find in other new mainstream media. These are the stories that the mainstream media either misrepresents or just refuses to publish. And just go to capoliticalnews.com. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Let's quickly go to Tom calling us from New York State. Tom, do you have a quick question for our guest?
Well, I have a comment. I guess
basically, we've got a board full. But
no problem. I don't necessarily agree with all of what's being said. I mean, some people are forced to take psychiatric medication and then kind of renders them disabled, and they're trying to get back on their feet. So I don't agree that everybody's milking the system.
Okay, fine. But basically, do you believe that the federal government should provide, or that if there's a problem, it should be provided to the state and the local level so there's controls on it? Or do you think that we have a great system just the way it is?
Some of it's going to be, federal, like Medicaid, and state programs like Medicare.
Then basically you don't believe in the Constitution. Because you're unconstitutional. This whole system is unconstitutional. There's no place in the Constitution that authorizes that. But you believe in it, that's fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
Nope. Thanks for having me on the air.
Okay, fine. And we'll quickly go to Dean calling from Washington State. Now I'm going to ask people to hold their calls because I want Stephen to have an opportunity to get his thoughts out. Dean, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I do have a comment, sir. And that is earlier tonight, tonight's guest was suggesting that people on the welfare just don't want to work. And they get all of these benefits and, oh, boy. But you know what? Can he actually list the jobs that are available out there? I mean, if I sent him my resume, can he call me on my phone and say, look, this is what's available. What's wrong with you?
So basically you're saying you haven't been able to get a job.
Correct.
How long have you been unemployed?
Years.
And so what type of work do you do?
I'm a mechanic. I weld. I fabricate.
Okay. Well, all I can say is, Dean, I'm terribly sorry. The reason we're in the trouble today is because, of course, they've destroyed the infrastructure of our society.
And that's another thing.
Wait a minute. But, Dean, I let you say what you wanted to. Please let me finish. They sent our jobs overseas. They have intentionally sent our jobs overseas. We've lost over 6 million manufacturing jobs permanently, sending them to other countries, and suddenly it's not going to get any any better? What are you doing to try to correct what's going on as far as our trade policies are concerned, where we actively encourage our corporations and businesses to move overseas?
Dr. Stan, if this gentleman wants a job, if this gentleman wants a job, he can have a job in 2 days at very high pay. If he wants a job, if he's a welder and a mechanic, he could have a job in 48 hours from right now in North Dakota. There are 15,000 jobs that they cannot fill in North Dakota, and most of them are mechanical jobs. So if this gentleman really wants to work, there is an opportunity for him. And if the state of California would allow fracking, he could work in the state of California. But since we don't, he has to move to North Dakota. But if he wants to get off welfare, he can. The choice is his. And the American public deserves to have those who have the right to make a choice, to get a job, to take the jobs that are available. And we're not talking minimum wage jobs. We're talking about jobs that start at $60,000 a year in the state of North Dakota, and they still can't get enough people for them.
Okay, Dean, what would you respond to that?
I would thank you for letting me respond. And that is that, can I laugh now or should I wait until later?
Have you checked North Dakota? Have you checked what Stephen is saying? Because what Stephen is saying is true.
Have you? Yes, it is true. Do you know what the housing problem is like in North Dakota?
Have you tried to see what can be done up there? You have all sorts of excuses for not wanting to go, but basically you want to talk about housing. The jobs are available. You can always use trailers. There's always a way, Dean, in a free society, but it's far better to be on welfare, isn't it?
I'm not on welfare, and that's the other thing I want to say. I am not on welfare.
Good. I'm glad. Okay, fine. Thanks very much. Appreciate your call. Go ahead, Stephen. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's really the big problem, is that if people want well-paying jobs, they do exist, and they may not exist in their locale. They may be forced to move, but if you want something better for your family, it is available in this country. Not in all states. Like California, there's very little truly available, but if you want to go to Texas, in the last 10 years, remember, Texas has 12 million fewer people than the state of California, 12 million fewer. But in the last 10 years, the state of Texas has developed three times the number of jobs in raw numbers as the state of California. And so there are jobs available. It may not be where you live, but somebody who is a mechanic and a welder, the oil industry has exploded in the state of Texas. If he doesn't want to go to North Dakota, there are plenty of jobs for his specialty in the state of Texas. So there's plenty of housing in the state of Texas, and the housing is comparatively very inexpensive compared to California. And so this is about opportunity, but it's not being handed to the gentleman. He wants it handed to him, and life isn't like that. He has to work for it. And the opportunity to work is there, to work at a good rate of pay and a good quality life. And if he doesn't want North Dakota, he could certainly move to Texas.
Well, I think that the important issue, first of all, is the fact that the according to our Constitution, it is not up to the federal government to provide for the people. Because any government that can provide for whatever the people want has got to be able to control whatever the people have and whatever they do. When we need welfare, it should be taken care of at the state and specifically at the local level, at the church level. But it should never be the function of the federal government to provide for the people. And basically, people say, well, we need welfare, we need to help. Well, basically, what you're seeing today is doubling the number of people on federal welfare, disability. In the last 5 years, do you honestly think the number of people has actually doubled? And it really hasn't. People want the money. If you can get free money, they want it. Do you really think that there, we need 50 million people on food stamps in America today? We have over 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid in America today. It's getting up to about 110 million. Basically, you know, there's a wonderful story. I just reread it. Somebody sent me a little pamphlet the other day. It was a story certainly about this place somewhere in Mississippi where they actually had a group of wild hogs, and they lived in a swamp, and basically, why, because they were so fierce that it was sort of a matter of courage and integrity if you could go down and capture and kill one of those wild hogs, because they would fight you. You came into their area, they would just gang up and fight you, and so basically, the wild hogs were sort of known. People came from all over the country to see those wild hogs because they were so fierce, and then they tell the story about the local county store. Where, because one day this stranger comes by with a wagon and a horse, and he asks where the hogs are, and people say, well, you don't want to go down there. Those hogs are dangerous, you know. They'll tear you limb from limb. And Phyllis says, oh, well, I just show me where the hogs are. And so basically they pointed where the hogs were, and about 2 weeks went by. They didn't see the stranger again, and people began to wonder, well, maybe he got down there and the hogs tore them apart, and so basically they went out and they went down to the swamp looking for this stranger, and there they heard the squealing of the hogs, and they were all in a great big pen. All these previously wild hogs were in a big pen, and there was a stranger. And they said, well, how did you get those hogs in the pen? Oh, he said, it was really very simple. He said, basically what I did, I took some corn, I put it out, and the little hogs came, and they ate the corn. And when the big hogs saw that they got the corn there, when they came and they started eating the corn, because it was there, it was just there, sitting there. And so I put up one side of the pen, and then I built another side of the pen, and then I built another side of the pen. And the hogs came every day for the free corn that was there. They didn't have to get out and grub and look for food. And he said, then the final day, well, I just put up the last side of the pen, and now I had him penned. He said, you know, I can pen any animal in this country that'll first become dependent upon me. And the moral of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, fellow hogs, we've been penned. And when I hear people calling here and saying how wonderful federal welfare is and we got to have it, I wonder what's happened to people who understand what liberty is. Liberty is limited federal government. Yes, we need to be compassionate towards people, but the function of our federal government was never to provide for the people, because the government that can provide for the people has got to be able to control the people. And we ought to keep telling that story over and over again, Steve. People have forgotten what liberty is about.
So absolutely, they have. Here in California, as I said before, you can live on government handouts of $40,000 a year tax-free. You'd have to earn about $52,000 to $55,000 to earn that. Why work when you can get it for free? And that seems to be a growing attitude. And then, of course, you had the president tell people, literally, they no longer have to work because they have free Obamacare, subsidized by those who do work. And at some point, people are going to get tired of working and saying, why don't I get free stuff? And then the country be in even worse shape. We're in terrible shape now financially. We owe $17.2 trillion. By the end of this year, we'll be up to $18 trillion as the debt of this nation. And the end of the following year will be over $19 trillion. There's no way for us to pay it off. We're beholden to the Chinese and other foreign governments. We're beholden to Wall Street. And the Federal Reserve continues to crank out money. And they continue to buy up at the rate of almost $1 trillion a year, the debt of this country. And at some point, it's all going to collapse.
And of course, this Sunday, there's a gentleman named Richard Haas. He is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's one of the 10 most powerful men in the world. You don't know Richard Haas, H-A-A-S, but you can read the article. It's in Time Magazine, May 13th, 2013. May 13th, 2013. And Richard Haas talks about what's going on financially. And he says it's not a matter of if, but when this whole house of cards is coming down, the whole financial house of cards is coming down, why do you think they're cutting back on the military, ladies and gentlemen? Because they know the house of cards is coming down. That's one of the few people, places they can cut back on. The veterans are taking away the benefits from the veterans. They're taking away the money from the places where people actually go to buy their food, where people in the military go to buy their food. If you are a disabled veteran, they'll cut back on your care. But this is just the beginning. The whole financial infrastructure is beginning to crumble. And where is the cry from our political leaders? Why, they're simply deciding what new program they're going to come up with, Obamacare being a perfect example of it. Steve, we've only got a couple of minutes. You go right ahead.
Well, this is a time for people to take stock in what they know, and if they understand the economics of their state and their nation, and if they understand the purpose of policies such as Obamacare, such as Medicaid, such as the president's desire not to close our borders off to illegal aliens, if they understand the totality of all this, they should be angry enough to get involved. As I've said before in your show, Dr. Sten, I love your show, but it's not enough for people to listen to your show, to listen to your guests, to listen to you. Once they have the information, they have a responsibility of using it. Somebody once said that information without action is wasteful, and action without information is fanaticism. And so you need to use the information that you have, write letters to the editor, call talk shows, meet with your elected officials from city council to congressperson. These are things that you can do as a citizen.
And people running for office right now. Get behind responsible people from the Tea Party, other groups that will stand for what America stands for, rather than for the Marxist programs being pushed by the elite who run America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the program with Stephen Frank. And basically, we have people out there who really do believe, of course, the federal government has to provide for us. We do have people out there who think that federal welfare is a wonderful thing. And basically, they have the right in a free society to those ideas. But it's because they do not understand our Constitution. There is a place for welfare, but it's not welfare. It should be for charity. We need Christian charity in a nation. But we've gone from Christian charity to welfare and now to entitlement. And basically, you are entitled to nothing in a free society. In a socialist society, while you are entitled to things, then in a free society, why, of course, you are entitled to look after yourself. And we need to be certainly concerned about our fellow men. But matters dealing with life, liberty, and property must be taken care of at the local level, never at the federal level, because a government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have, because government has no money of its own. And the federal government now, of course, is increasingly taking what we have and then redistributing it, but keeping about half of it certainly for itself, but imposing a tyrannical rule. And behind all of this are powerful demonic forces that are to the antithesis of what America stands for. Because behind everything going on today is this eternal spiritual battle between good and evil, between God and Satan. And there really are certainly people who embrace these satanic ideas that government will provide for us. Government, certainly, according to the founding fathers of America, government was never to provide for people so men could be free. As you listen to a program like this, as I hear the callers call in who tell me how necessary all these government programs are, I ask, whatever happened to America? What happened to their education? Don't they understand that certainly matters dealing with life, liberty, and property to be taken care of at the local level, never at the federal level? Because, as I said earlier, a government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have. And a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. But we don't hear this from our callers. Oh, no, my goodness, we have problems, and I want someone to look after me. Well, unfortunately, when enough people believe that, why, freedom as we've known it will soon become a remembrance of things past. Well, if you're out there in the audience and the position to help finance what we do it 5 hours a day, 5 days a week without salary, but we do need your help to maintain our network of stations. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get our products, our health products, our soap products, certainly our DVDs. If you haven't got my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you're Catholic and you want to know about the satanic elements within the Catholic Church, you need to get the 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. That's The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. If you'd like to know what happened to Congressman Larry McDonald, we have a 4-CD set on that. Certainly, he did not die in the plane. The plane was actually forced down and then, of course, taken out and sunk. And basically, you need the 4-CD set on Congressman Larry McDonald, the things you'll never read to regular channels. Certainly, you need to get our 4-CD set on deadly assassins. We're actually interview government assassins who actually were assigned to kill people. Both of the assassins I interview are dead today. Anyway, that's a 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Look at all the 4-CD sets and the other things we have. You want to know about Adolf Hitler? We have the book Hunting Hitler and the Grey Wolf. Adolf Hitler escaped. He was helped to escape. If you want to know about how the Nazis escaped, it's called Operation Paperclip. And then please pray for America. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.